Hi, friends. Hello, hello. You're listening to I'm Sorry With the Podcast with Ashley Sleek. It's just like I showed up to your house, bottle of wine in hand, with like 45 to an hour of juicy ass gossip to talk about. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Hello, hello, and welcome back to I'm Sorry With the Podcast. I'm Ashley Sleek. So excited to be here with you for another fabulous week of content. And I'm so glad I decided to listen to last week's episode, because like sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And first of all, last week's episode was stunning. So happy and glad to be back. But there was a lot of things that I feel like we must address, a lot of things to follow up on. I feel like I said a lot of things and I have updates. Like a week has been a week. We have a lot to talk about. Starting with the fact that pickleball was amazing. Okay, you guys, I have found my place amongst the pickleballers. This makes sense. I feel like this was gonna be my life. I just didn't know. And you know, I showed up to the game. I was like, what is the skill level? What are the vibes? What are we thinking? And the girl was like, listen, we're just here for fun. I'm like, God bless. But I have to tell you, we play this team. So apparently there's not enough people in the South Bay who like live, laugh, love pickleball. And so not enough people signed up for the league. So they combined the beginner league and the advanced league. You guys, I did not realize that people took this like as seriously. And I'm a competitive girly. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love to compete. However, these guys were so into it and they literally spiked the pickleball at me, actually at my teammate, because maybe I would have hit it. I don't know. But he spikes the ball down and then he's like, game point. I was like, who? It was so wild. I was like, sir, you're taking this a little too seriously. So let me back up a little bit. So I first and foremost went into happy hour with my girl Victoria, my boy Matt, before. I didn't like drink because I was like, I have to take pickleball very seriously, you know, like a stark contradiction of what I just said. But like the deal is that sports and alcohol for Ashley don't mix. Been there, done that. It's not a good deal. So what happened was like Matt's husband was at his own happy hour. And so he was like, well, I can just wait at San Pedro Square. I said, no, babe, like, do you want to come to pickleball with me and just watch? So he felt like I got to, you know, like I was in this really like good place, and then I got to bring a friend with me. So I was already hyped. But then I walked up and I vibe checked the girl immediately. And I was like, this girl is fun. Like, I'm very excited. So it's her and her husband and this other guy. And the other guy had like literally never even tried pickleball before. And then the husband and wife had been playing, and then me, who like played once and then got really committed and did wall ball 100 times. So so we're playing these people, and oh my God, I have to tell you, my phone, I have stopped and started this podcast so many times. And I also wasn't sure if I was going to say that, because sometimes I know it can be like annoying, but I did it because like I just like wasn't liking my own vibes. But then also I was annoyed because my phone storage was full and I was like, wait, I really want clips of the podcast. But the pickleball is going to have to do. It's kind of why I started with a story, because I was like, well, this will make a funny clip, hopefully. And that's not totally the way I like to do the podcast. I just want it to be like authentic and fun. But at the same time, like, a girl's got to market. So anyways, I also am annoyed because I spent so much time like trying to set up the lighting to like look good, and then it doesn't even matter. Like, I absolutely need to get a work phone. Like, everybody needs a work phone, because I have to take so much content and it's like really taking up so much room on my phone, and it's leading me to feel anger. But anyways, okay, back to pickleball. So first the husband and this other guy played, and they got beat in like 2 seconds, you know, which is like fine. We're like I said, we're not advanced. And then the wife and I went, and we kind of held our own against the pickleballers. So we got like a couple points, and it was very exciting. So, you know, we were really into it. And then I played with the other guy for the last game, and that's when the boy spiked. And I was like, I didn't even know you could spike a ball in pickleball, but apparently you can. And yeah, these fuckers were taking it really seriously. And I was like, I truly cannot with my heart and soul. Like, it was so absolutely wild. I was shocked. And, but I loved it, because, okay, so the deal is that you play 3 games and it's supposed to take like about an hour. We were done in literally 15 minutes, like 15 minutes in and we were done. But it was so cute and fun because the 4 of us decided to stay and practice. So I have another game on Wednesday, today, when the podcast comes out. Wednesdays are going to be like the best days, podcast days and pickleball days. So I was like very thrilled and excited to go, and I had so much fun. And I asked them about soccer. You know, I was like, I'm like, have you guys ever played soccer, like, with Zog? And they're like, oh my God, yes. Like, every team takes it so seriously. And I'm like, okay, so it's not just me. And I was like, yeah, I just, like, don't know if I'm going to go back. And, like, the young guy was like, wait, didn't you pay for it? Like, wasn't it, like, over $100? And I was like, okay, and? And he was like, but you paid for it. And I was like, okay, listen, you're young, you don't know, but sometimes it's not worth the money, okay? And it is what it is. So I will definitely be a regular at pickleball. It was so fun. I used my cute pink pickleball paddle. And even though those guys were, like, you know, really good and whatever, I didn't care. I had the best time. I'm probably not going to return to soccer this season, let's be honest. But I will continue to train and I will return at some point. But for now, I love pickleball. I love the vibes. Also, big update. I'm not moving. I don't know what I was thinking, you guys. I wanted to change so bad. She was so thirsty for something different. And so, you know, I was like, I'm going to move. And Andrew endorsed this as well. He was like, maybe you should move. And I was like, no, you're not wrong. But, like, with what finances? I'm in so much debt, you know, like, and I'm very, you know, grateful for the job that I have. I'm not trying to say anything about that, but it's just like, I'm a single person living on her own, unless you're a killer. And that's hard out here in anywhere, I'm sure. But in the South Bay of California State, no. And I've accumulated a lot of debt. I've had a lot of fun in my life and that cost money. And here I am. I've had some things that weren't so fun that cost money. And here I am. So anyways, the move is, like, not going to happen right now. I really want to, like, get better getting out of debt. But that does mean we are tricking out the apartment, putting a little money aside for that. I did buy a tabletop dishwasher. And here's the situation. In case you didn't know, let me give you a little bit of life advice here. When buying an appliance, make sure you measure the area in which you are hoping said appliance to go. I would not recommend doing what Ashley did, which was just buying it out of vibes and excitement and then getting very sad when this heavy big box gets there and I open it and it doesn't fit and now I have to haul said big box down to the UPS store to return it. Not Ashley's brightest and shiniest of moments, but it's okay. It's okay. I did get a cute new drying rack when I was in Reno, which we'll talk about later. And so it's fine. One of the other things that I'd like to do in my apartment, and I'm actually genuinely surprised by the fact that, like, I'm telling my friends this and nobody seems concerned and everybody's on board. I don't know if everyone's just in their, like, support Ashley in whatever she says era or if they actually think this is a good idea. But there's, like, a witchcraft store in downtown Campbell. And I'm thinking about just getting some sage and saging the apartment. And when I tell my friends this, they're actually giving me advice. So I don't know if I've been a part of a coven this whole time and I didn't know, like, all my friends are little witches, but they were like, oh, make sure you have the door open, like, that stuff, and, like, the windows open because it, like, smells. And I was like, oh, I thought you were supposed to, like, trap the vibes. But, you know, the bad vibes can't get out if the doors are shut and the windows are shut. So anyways, I also heard that, like, there's some bad sage out there. So you have to go to someone you trust. And I feel like the witches of Campbell are, like, my people. So I think I'm going to sage it when it's, like, all done and ready. Maybe I'll have a little sage party. Who knows? Who knows? And it's not that, like, you know, like I said, I'm very grateful for my life and the memories that I've had here, but I just do feel like I have a restart in need and I don't have the money for said restart. So, you know, also I was talking about the Kate Spade golf collection. You guys, it's cuter than I thought. It's cuter than I thought. And they don't have it. So it's a little shady of Kate Spade. They released the tennis collection to the outlets, but the golf collection is still very much, like, on only their big sites. And they have this cute ass pair of loafers. And I'm literally obsessed with them. I'm going to be keeping eyes, although they already look like they're sold out. So I'm sure they won't end up at the outlet. But I went down a Kate Spade spiral. I found the cutest bag. And as I just told you, I can't buy a new apartment. And I was like, should I buy a new bag? It's like $100. I'm like, no, what? I've actually never spent $100 on a bag for myself. And as much as I feel like I'm in the era, like, treat yourself, no, I won't be doing that yet. I don't know. If you see me posting a picture with a new green bag, I fell off the ledge. And anyways, it's so cute. But the golf collection is literally everything, and I'm so sad it's not the outlet. But I also found this frog purse. It was so cute, guys. Guess how much it cost? It was almost $100. I sent it to my mom and I was like, wait, this is so cute and me. And it's Kate Spade, which is one of my favorite brands. And she's like, yeah, yikes the price. It literally looks like a little frog. So they released two very Ashley coated, you know, collections, a frog collection and a golf collection, now that I'm in my golfing girl era, and then just decide to make it so I can't purchase. What kind of cruelness is that? They're like, actually, we are going to make sure you stay true on your word of not like reckless spending. And I'm like, okay, the apartment is what I want to spend money on. So fine. Also, I had talked about my the Brené Brown book, and I do have a little bit of it in the Ask Ashley as well. I'm obsessed. I'm a Brené girl now. I don't know what to say. But in there, I was talking about how, you know, there's all these qualities, or sorry, they aren't qualities, they're values. So you're supposed to pick your top two values of, you know, being in a company in your work environment. And I picked my two and I thought it'd be fun to share them with you. So I realized that mine are kindness and teamwork. So these are like kind of the two most important things that I value at work. And there was a lot of like things that went into it, like compassion I also have, but I felt like that was kindness. Like kindness is just kind of the way I've been trying to live my life. I think it's always been how I've been trying to live my life, but I feel a lot more conscious about it recently. And I just really like when people meet me, I want them to think like, oh my God, she's so much fun. I want to hang out with her 100 more times. But I also want them to be like, wow, she really treated me with a lot of kindness and I felt comfortable and safe being around her. Teamwork was not really shocking. Like, that's very obvious. I've always been big on teamwork. Like, I've always played team sports. Like I've said many times, I'm very close with a lot of my teammates still. And even if we don't talk to each other all the time, like if I see them in any situation, I'm very excited. And so I really value teamwork in situations. And I think that's why some of these jobs, like not my most recent, but like a job before that I had, I don't think it worked out that well for me because like there was a missing teamwork mentality. It was like everybody was out for their own bag. And like, I don't thrive in that. So anyways, kindness and teamwork. I highly recommend looking up Brené Brown's list of values and choosing them for yourself, or maybe like bringing it to work and doing it with everybody. Like, so fun. So you guys, I know I mentioned earlier that, you know, in my time of, you know, trying to feel better about myself, it wasn't earlier that I mentioned this. I think it was on a different podcast where I said that, like, you know, I just been like buying things off TikTok shop that made me happy. Well, one of the other things that I like decided to join to bring myself joy was this Scooby-Doo challenge. So Pinterest was using their ads well, and I got a Scooby-Doo walk challenge. And it was like, if you walk 50 miles, you get a medal, and you're supposed to like walk through, and it's supposed to be this virtual thing, and you get clues and you solve a mystery. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, this is so up my alley. I have to say, I was not impressed by the app. It's called Conqueror, and they have all these different challenges, and it didn't feel very user friendly, and I didn't understand the clues. I'm stupid way, just like it just, they weren't clear and it was weird. But anyway, so I gave myself 90 days to complete this 50-mile challenge. I don't know what it says about my mental state or how much I need to walk. I started on March 6th and I finished this weekend. So she was like walking. And I did actually end up taking it off. So originally I had it on my watch, but then I didn't want points for just like walking around. I wanted to like get points for intentionally walking. So there were like probably 4 days that it was doing my walking from work, but pretty much every other day was me. Like I'm a walking girly. So anyways, I'm getting my medal soon. We love. I don't think I'll be doing another one of those challenges again, but I'm obsessed with the fact that I'm getting a Scooby-Doo medal. And, speaking of her being on her health and wellness journey. Okay. So I don't know if y'all remember, but if you're new to the podcast, I'll fill you in. So 2 years ago, I did the champagne goals, or basically you take 12 mini bottles of champagne, you write 12 goals on them, you get to open one, whatever. I completed 6, which I was like, okay, vibes. And it wasn't like as motivating for me. So this year I picked 12 goals and I put them on envelopes, and I gave myself, and I put the money for each prize in the envelope. And the thing is that I've had a few concussions in my day, which means my memory is not very great. So what's so fun is I don't actually remember any of the prizes that are in here. But I have a new envelope to open. I thought it'd be fun for us to do it together live here on the podcast because one of my goals was to sign up for a new sport group or class. And so technically I could have opened this when I did soccer, but I wanted to wait till it was like, okay, I did a sport that I'll actually commit to. So now that we're like in love and obsessed with pickleball, I'll do a little ASMR. Beautiful. Okay. So, and the winner goes to, okay. So, I also gave myself, okay, I'm so embarrassing. You guys, I'm so embarrassing. I'm almost cry for help. But on each, in each card, I also gave myself like a little quote. Okay. So this one says, I am meant to do big things. And then there was $20 in there for extra golf balls. So I can go to the driving range and get an extra set of golf balls. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow, honestly. Might wake up early and go hit some golf balls. But yeah, she has done and completed her first of the card challenges. I'm like so excited about it. I have to do a little shameless work plug, you guys. Okay, so I don't normally talk about work on the podcast, but I do have this fun job, and we are doing this fun event, and it's my first event in my role here as marketing director. So like obviously I wanted to do really, really well, and I'm kind of like very anxious about it. So I just thought I'd share it with the swirly girlies here on the podcast, which is definitely a term from the toast. I'm so sorry I'm stealing their things, but I listen to them every day, so I don't know what to do. But anyways, for those of you who are in the South Bay or want to travel to the South Bay, the Cedar Room in Campbell, it's in the Prune Yard, attached to the Prune Yard Cinema, shout out. We are doing a drag brunch on April 14th. Tickets are $75, but they include bottomless mimosas because of course I wouldn't run a brunch without bottomless mimosas. Like, what are you crazy? You also get like 2 hours of performances, a breakfast buffet, and the food's like good. It's like chicken and waffles, mini dish pancakes. I got to do a full like food sampling. It was the best. But anyways, I've like thrown my full pussy at this event. Oh, sorry, Dad. I put so much effort into this event and I'm so nervous about it. So anyways, you can follow Cedar Room_Campbell on Instagram and TikTok, but the link in the bio is on Instagram. I forgot this whole thing where like TikTok's so weird where you have to have a certain amount of followers to get, be able to do link in bio, which is so annoying. We're at 175, which is pretty good for just launching this year, in my opinion, but you know, anyways, if you're interested, go get tickets. It'll be really fun. I will be there. And yeah, so shameless work plug, but your girl's got to hustle. I also went to Reno this weekend. You guys, I'm so excited. Basically, my best friend Kim, bestie of the podcast, her and her, my other bestie, slash her fiance, Alex, live up in Reno. And, you know, if you haven't heard, I'm going through it. And I was just like, hey, I'm sorry. I just like kind of need to come up there. Like, are you free this weekend? They happen to be free. I said, I'm getting in the car. So I went up to Reno. It was so fun. Like literally just what the doctor ordered. I'm ready to go back. I'm obsessed with the Reno life, which here's the deal. I got on the phone with my mom and she was like, okay, what, are you going to move to Reno now? And it's like, listen, I don't rule out anything, but like, let me just enjoy, okay? And not everything is me jumping off a ledge, you know what I mean? But I did really love it. Like, I had been there once before, right when they moved into their house. And so it was so fun being back. They have a beautiful golden retriever, Luna. So obviously I was living my best. It was snowing, not where their house was, which was a nice break. So I don't know if I could do all the snow. I feel like I need to be eased into the snow thing. But Alex is like a big snowboarder now. And I told Kim, I was like, I just want to experience because she'll go to the lodge and just sit and be a cute girl while Alex snowboards. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I just like need to experience this with you. And I was like, I could do this every day for the rest of my life. Like, I had so much fun just sitting in the lodge and watching snowboarders. And sorry, Dad, I feel like snowboarding is like low-key so hot, but probably so tricky because you truly can't see anybody. Like, Love is Blind should do skiing edition or like snowboarding, which like that's what I said to Kim. I was like, oh my God, like you could be flirting with somebody on the lift and you would truly have no idea what they look like. And she's like, no, it's seriously Love is Blind. I'm like, it really is. But I think it's so interesting. Like everybody's just so, they like get on these little lifts together and they like have fun and Alex makes all these friends and it was so cute and everyone goes to the lodge. It was like so the best. Like, and you know, I'm not really drinking, but I did have to. They had what I thought I like invented this drink. was a hot cocoa peppermint schnapps. I remember that, like, I was taught the shot, the Dirty Girl Scout by one Ryan Schmidt, but I, in my head, I made this drink up. Apparently it's not groundbreaking. And it's called the Snuggler, which is so cute. So I had a Snuggler. Honestly, I was like tipsy immediately. I'm like, oh, is this what it's like? Like, do I have a low tolerance now? Have fun. So anyways, it was so cute up there and I really enjoyed it. And we did try the new alcohol-free White Claws, and in the most toxic way possible, we were like, but these would be so good with vodka, which they would be. And Alex actually tried it and it was pretty good. I had a little sip, but they were really good. And now everybody was like, oh my God, isn't that just a LaCroix? Like, isn't that just sparkling water? No, it literally tastes like a White Claw and the flavors are so good. And I was so obsessed. I'm definitely going to be adding these to the fridge for when I just, like, you know, need a little break. Although I did get a headache and I wasn't sure. I asked Kim and Alex, I was like, do you guys ever drink the alcohol-free drinks and then feel tipsy? Because this happened to me. Like, I was having zero alcohol Heinekens at St. Patrick's Day. And I turned to my dad. I'm like, are you sure there's no alcohol in here? Because, like, I'm starting to feel loopy. Like, I genuinely was. And I don't know if it was just the placebo effect or what, but I'm convinced there's a little something in there. Or my brain is just, like, so into it. Like, we went to this German bar too, and they had like a bunch of alcohol-free beers, which was so fun. I think what it's like, obviously it's not easy being sober. I'm not going to sit here. And also I'm like sober curious. I literally just said I had a cocktail, but I will say there's a lot more options these days. And so I feel like what a time to have chosen a sober curious life. And so there was a bunch of beers, and I'm telling you guys, I on this day hadn't had a single drop of alcohol and I was feeling it. I was feeling it. Kim and I also had like the best day on Friday, like such a girl's day. Like, oh, okay. So we woke up, we went for a hot girl walk, 3 miles, we love. Then we went and got smoothies and breakfast. Then we went to Home Goods and did shopping and just kept being like, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. It was so fun. Then we met up Alex for lunch, and then we went home and watched the Eras Tour and tried to convince ourselves that we could totally afford to go to Scotland. Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but would that not be, for those of you who like listen to the podcast forever, I feel like I need to go see Taylor in Scotland. Come on. Like, that's so funny. Like, that's hilarious. It's so passcoded. We were looking like, where could we go? Where could we go? And now I'm like, of course I want to go to Canada. The tickets are so wild. But like, I don't know. I'm on my new Scotland journey. I feel like I must go to Scotland and see Taylor. Like, it's just, it's too good. It's too good of a story. So anyways, we were really enjoying that. And then she made me dinner. Kim makes her own crunch wraps, and I'm telling you right now, they're the best thing I've ever had. They're just like so delicious. She did such a good job. I was such a little princess. Then we went to get frozen yogurt. Like, it was just a dream day. Like, I forgot what it was like to just run errands with your friends. Like, I remember when I was in college, Julie and I used to go to Target all the time. And I feel like I just don't do that anymore. Like, if I go to see friends, like, we grab drinks or something, and like, that's still fun. But like, just going shopping, it was truly the best. I had this memory of like one of my friends, Victoria, and I actually went Trader Joe's shopping together one day, and it was just so fun. I forgot. So yes, you know, if I moved to Reno, we would spend a lot of money at Home Goods together. But it was just so much fun. I love them both so much. If you don't know, I get to marry them in September, and I feel like every time I spend more time with them, I just have like more content, and we joke so much about like all of our inside jokes and like how to slip them in to the speech. And oh my God. And truly, like, we drove home. Well, what happened was, is I don't have four-wheel drive and I don't have chains. So, well, actually, sorry, let me scratch that. I do have chains actually, but then I was told that I either need to put them on myself or spend $100 to have someone put them on. And I'm like, listen, I love to be an independent woman, but not that much. Some things are just boys' jobs in my mind, and I'm not putting on my fucking chains, okay? So I wasn't going to do that. So I left my car down the hill, and Alex and Kim came and got me. It was so sweet. So when they brought me back on Sunday, we stopped in Tahoe and went to this cafe that I'd actually been to once before, but it was so cute and good, and it was snowing. It was snowing. So as I've been talking about being toxic and spending money, and I'm like, no, I need to not. But I also feel like I kind of want a new car, which I've always said I was going to die in the Jetta. I was like, I'm dying in this car. I'm never buying another car. But now I really want four-wheel drive. And I did historically want a Subaru, but I am afraid of the stereotype. But Andrew and I are working on like not caring what people think. So maybe when I actually get to that goal, the reward will be buying a Subaru. But for now, she's going to stay in the Jetta. Oh, also one of the things that happened that I was so proud of was at one point, I don't know why we were talking about this. We were talking about presidents. And I was like, I think I could name like three presidents. And then I like started and I could name 10. I could name 10. And I was really proud of myself. So anyways, okay, let's get into the hot goss, my MySpace top three to discuss with you all. Number one being so obvious, of course, we're going to talk about Kate Middleton. As a society, I'm so embarrassed for us. I'm so embarrassed. So in case you didn't hear, I actually got the breaking news. And this is how bad of a texter I am. Like, my friend Aaron like sent me the video and was my breaking news, and that's how I found out. And yet it's like literally 3 days later and I still haven't texted her back. So bad friend. But Kate Middleton. So if you didn't know, there was all this hoopla about like, where's Kate? Where's Kate? Well, it turns out she has cancer. So we look like the biggest bunch of assholes. And to me, this is like, okay, I don't know how to say this without sounding fucked up, but my very first thought when I heard this was like, this is embarrassing. Like when, and I thought it was a president, when like a president tried to high five a blind guy. And so I went and Googled it. It was actually Ryan Seacrest. Fun fact. Like to me, this is on the level of when Ryan Seacrest tried to high five a blind person. Like it's just, it was, so, we missed the mark so hard. And then we made somebody feel bad. Like Kate Middleton, and she threw such like passive aggressive good shade where she was like, you know, I was just trying to explain to my kids what this is going to look like, which is why I didn't tell you assholes. Like, oh my God, I felt so bad. I felt so bad. And then she did need to throw in, which like respect. She was like, yeah, William's really been here and been great for me. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed that as a society, we bullied this woman with cancer to have to tell us that she had cancer. I can't. But also, of course, praying for like a very, you know, nice and easy recovery for her. This is so devastating. And the fact that like we as a society just made this so much worse by speculating. And, you know, I'm really hoping, because a lot of people are like, oh, I hear that Harry and Meghan found out with the rest of the world. I really hope that isn't true. I really hope that they just like, you know, figure out a way to come together and be supportive, because what a difficult time. And, you know, all the love to Kate. And I cannot believe as a society that we did this. You guys, this was so embarrassing. Let's take this as a lesson to not jump the gun and like literally let people live their lives, and they will tell us. They will tell us what's going on in the timing that they want to tell us. Okay. Story number two, which I'm actually very surprised. I feel like not a lot of people are talking about this. So I would like to raise awareness like as high as possible for the fact that I can't remember how you pronounce her name. Is it Cascada? Cascada, do you remember her? Every time we touch, I get this feeling. Remember her? She has new music and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. And you know what she did? Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a classic, one of Ashley's favorite songs. Fun fact about me, I like to plan my wedding a lot in my head. And in my brain, I would really love a slowed down version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough for my dad and I's first dance, because the Remembered Titans of it all. Hi, Dad, I know you're listening. This is my plan. I hope you didn't have a song in your head, because I have one in mine. Actually, there are a couple backups, like, I mean, Butterfly Fly Away, it would be so great from Hannah Montana movie. But in my head and in my heart of hearts, it's a slowed down version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Did I ever think that we needed an EDM pop version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough? No. Am I so glad and grateful that we have one? Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. I cannot believe that we are not talking about this more as a society. I'm so excited. So please go stream Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Cascada and tell them that Ashley Sleek of the I'm Sorry What podcast sent you. And maybe she will come on the podcast. I'm just so excited about this. Like, this is my girl. What was the other one I loved so much? It was a Rascal Flatts song. But it's not Life is a Highway. That one's already a bop. Oh my God. Why can't I remember? I'm like so embarrassed right now. I literally paused the podcast because I was like, I'm not going to do that thing where like I sit there and try to remember for 5 minutes. And then I remember and then I started talking. Oh my God. Shit, you guys. It's what hurt the most. What hurt the most? And she's like, was being so close. I'm not a singer. I never claimed to be a singer, except for that's not true. I had a very long stint in my life, in my youth, where I thought I could be a singer. I participated in many a talent show. I also participated in CMS Idol, Christensen Middle School Idol. And I sang Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue. A slay. So anyways, I am very, very excited. Story number three, I was originally going to talk about Vanderpump Rules. Okay, I think I'm still going to talk about it because I forgot that Travis and Taylor were spotted out together, and I feel like that's always something I must talk about. And I don't feel like I know enough, but I saw pictures and they look so cute, and that's it. I love them, you guys. I'm obsessed. I get nervous about them, like the way I get anxiety about like my own boyfriend like leaving me when I'm in a relationship. Like I feel the same way about Taylor and Travis. Like I just don't know what I'll do if they break up. So but working on that in therapy, so it's gonna be okay. But okay, so I truly am not watching Vanderpump Rules, but I know a lot of you who listen to the podcast do, and I would just like to provide like a hot take, because I have been pretty annoyed with anybody who's like against Katie, because I love her, and Katie and Lala are feuding right now. And the more I think about it and like really dissect it and kind of apply it to my own life, it's like I just genuinely feel like these are two people who are just in different places in their life. Like I think that Lala has been through a lot with Randall, and I think it was hard for her, you know, understandably, that like she was going through this really hard thing and everybody wasn't as sympathetic to her as Ariana. I don't think she's jealous. I just think that it's hard because like she wants so badly for Ariana to get to the place that she is right now. Like Lala's in a place where she's like, okay, I've had to kind of like move past the Randall situation because I have a kid. And with Ariana, it's like they shared a house together, but they didn't have a baby. And I think that she's kind of like getting through it. And I think it's a little bit different because like Lala does have to share a child with Randall, but like Ariana has to share this show with Sandoval, so like it would be a lot easier for Lala to like cut off Randall than it is for Tom, if that makes sense. But anyways, I think that Lala is just in a place where she absolutely like cannot have beef with anybody. Like she's just like, I just can't. And I see that for her. Like she has been so guards up for everybody, and you know, I think that she needs to not have beef. And I think that Katie is just like, listen, like, I don't want to sympathize with Sandoval, because Sandoval was like fucked up to her too. So I think she's just like, I don't want to deal with any of this shit. And so I think Lala's in a place where she just wants to forgive everybody. And Katie's in a place where like, it isn't love, it isn't hate, it's just indifference. Like, leave me alone. Like, I don't need this. And I think Lala is trying to push her kumbaya shit on Katie, and Katie's just like, no, fuck this. So like, I just think that they're in two different places right now. I think Lala posting on her Instagram and being like, and basically calling Katie miserable was so annoying, because like this is this narrative about Katie that everyone's like, oh my God, she's so miserable. No, she's just indifferent. Like she doesn't need you guys, okay? And I do kind of just want Ariana and Katie to like be off the show, because I just think they're too good for it, honestly. And I don't know. Like I said, I have not watched. I've only been seeing clips, and it just seems like everyone's on like a different page. And if I were Ariana, like, I don't know, if my boyfriend cheated on me like that, like, I don't think I would want my friends to be friends with him. And I think that that would be normal. And I honestly would be very shocked and hard pressed to find a single one of my friends who would be like, oh yeah, this guy like cheated on you with your friend. Like, I would absolutely love to hang out with him. Like, it's just different, you know? And I get it. I understand from Lala's perspective, she can't have any hate in her life, but like, she also doesn't need to like force that on Ariana. Like, she will come. We all get to the place in a breakup where we are like, it isn't love, it isn't hate, it's just indifference. This is truly like, I know I've quoted it like three times already on this podcast, but like, that is just one of the best Taylor Swift lyrics, in addition to, if you never bleed, you're never gonna grow. Ugh, Taylor, she's so great. Anyways, so shout out to me trying to go to Scotland to see her, or like anywhere, you guys. I just like can't. I just feel like I must see my girl. I was so excited because this guy that I worked with in high school, he commented on one of my pictures, although I'm like scrubbing my social media from like past pictures, just because I just want the Ashley Seek page to just be podcast stuff. So I did have to delete it, but the comment will stick with me. But he was like, can vouch that she's been an OG Swiftie, which I like really loved. I don't need the street cred, you know, like I know, but it was nice that someone else identified it, because I would make us listen to Taylor all the time at work. Anyways, at First Street Yogurt, shout out. So yeah. Anyways, I think they're just in two different places. I think Lala took it too far by bringing up the miserable thing. I think that everybody's going to be fine. And I truly don't know if I'll watch the show. I really don't. And I thought it was weird that Jax and Brittany and Kristen all came back on. I think Jax and Brittany's freaking breakup or whatever is so out of pocket. Honestly, like, nothing screams publicity to me more. And they're so weird in interviews. Like, I watched an interview. It was Jax, Kristen, and Brittany. And somebody asked, like, they were like, okay, so what's up about the breakup? And then, like, Jax is all, well, I'm not going to talk about it. And Brittany's like, I will. I'm choosing me. And I'm like, bitch, like, I'm so sorry. Like, we all supported you. Like Tyra says, like, we were all rooting for you to do this whole, like, self-care, like, self-love, like, fuck Jax thing. But then you went and married him and, like, doubled down and had a baby. And it's like, I don't know. I just, like, I can't back it now. Like, I feel like you're trying to go the Ariana route. You're like, oh, wait, that's what could happen if I leave a douchebag. Maybe I should have done it. Listen, at the end of the day, I want nothing but happiness for everybody, but I just feel like we're being forced upon this, and I don't know, I'm not interested. I'm just not. Okay, let's talk a little sports. Okay, everybody, I joined March Madness, and I committed so hard. I joined two leagues. So first, my fantasy football league, my girl Carrie messaged and was like, does anybody want to be in March Madness? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, because fantasy football really put me on a new level of football. And so I feel like I've been searching for, like, my next sports moment to be obsessed with. And I was like, I could totally get into March Madness, right? By the way, what an undertaking. Did I know that there was 32 goddamn teams when I signed up? No, I did not. That's a lot of teams. That's a lot. And then I was on the phone with my friend Jasmine, and she was like, oh, we have a March Madness bracket. You should join. I said, hell yeah. So here was my thought in my head. In my beautiful, smart brain, I was like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to pick one off vibes, and then I'm actually going to do some research for bracket number two. So I picked the first one off vibes, go to pick a second one. Apparently, with the ESPN app, you cannot pick two. You get one bracket. You get one wife. New girl fans, you know. So apparently you only get one bracket. So I wasn't anticipating that. Okay, so now that I'm fully in my March Madness era, I have to say that I was a little bit impressed. I know not all of you bitches will be impressed, but I am, okay? There were 32 teams, which was very jarring for me. And out of 32 teams, I picked 20 right in the first round. Like, I'm sorry, I am a sports genius, okay? I don't care what any of you bitches have to say. I had no idea. I don't know any of these teams. I don't do any of this. And hello, 20 out of 32 is a pretty good score, okay? Maybe not for everybody, but for me, I am impressed. And in case you're wondering, I picked North Carolina to go all the way, just clearly based off colors. And I knew that they had a good lacrosse team at one point. And so I was like, oh, North Carolina, like, that will be fun. And then I read some articles and they were like the fourth favorite. And I also, like, I know nothing about it. And I picked UConn to go really far just based off their little wolf guy. And they're the favorite to win. The where I got kind of screwed, though, and I don't know if I'll ever forgive them, is TCU. I know that they're the Bullfrogs, so I was like, they must go far, and they didn't. And then I also picked BYU out of solidarity for my Mormon friends, and they lost in the first round. So I was like, okay, well, we're done doing that. So I am in two leagues, and I am currently number 10 out of 10 in one league, and 18th out of 20 in the other. So, like, you know what? She's doing really good. But I will say, I haven't really watched a game yet. But now we're into the Sweet 16, as they call it. Sweet 16. And I will be watching. I will be seeing if some of my teams go far. And if North Carolina wins this, like, I'll buy the Subaru. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. I can't make those kind of promises. But I did, to get into my basketball era again, I watched the Fab Five on Netflix. It's a 30 for 30. I think it's old. And it was really interesting. It was about these five guys who all got recruited to play basketball as freshmen at Michigan. And they became, like, the bestest of friends. And it was so sweet. And I truly, like, loved it. But, like, the last game had such a tragic ass ending. And I was like, wait, what? I'm going to spoil it for you. So fast forward if you don't want to hear it. And then some of you are like, Ashley, this is sports history. Like, everybody knows it. But I don't. Okay, leave me alone. So listen to this juicy ass shit. Okay, so it's like they finally get the five freshmen to start in their first year. And, like, they do really well. They, like, make it championships and they lose, like, to Duke, which it happens. Shit happens. And, like, they lose to the coach that, by the way, coached the, like, team in the Olympics that did really well. So, like, what happens? But, okay, get this shit. So the next year, all five of them are starting again. They go to the playoffs again, or they go to finals. I don't know what it's called. Anyways, they're in the last game. So I'm guessing this is March Madness, but maybe they didn't call it that back then. Whatever, they're about to, like, win the thing. And they have the ball, and apparently they were out of timeouts, but the guy who had the ball, he heard somebody on the bench say timeout, so he called a timeout. Well, apparently they had no timeouts left. That apparently is a technical foul, which gave the other team two free basketball shoots or whatever, like free throws, I don't know. And like no one else was on the court, and there was only like a minute left in the game, and that's how it ended. Because this guy literally called timeout when he wasn't supposed to. Like, that rule seems a little dramatic to me. Like, he just did a whoopsie. He did a little whoops. He just said, oh my God, oops, I thought I had time out. Like, for that to be two free baskets just seems like a little much to me. I don't know if that's still a rule. Basketball people, you could let me know. But that was shocking. Genuinely shocking. I was boots to the floor, floored. Shocked. And like, so tragic. But anyways, so this is my new era. I'm really excited about it. And yeah. I'm going to watch some. The games aren't until the 28th and the 29th. So Thursday and Friday, Friday night I have plans, but Thursday I'm going to watch basketball. I'm going to ball out hard. It's going to be really good. Hopefully they're in the evening. I didn't really look. Oops. This is hard. Like, you know, football's just at the same time. That made it really easy for me, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Okay, so let me get into a little Ask Ashley moment. Like I said, I'm literally Brené Brown's number one fan right now. And she said something that was so groundbreaking. It's not shocking, but it was groundbreaking. You know what I mean? And she was saying about slowing down and talking to yourself about the story that you make up in your head. And I was like, oh my God, that could literally be the title of my memoir, The Story You Made Up in Your Head. And she used this example about how she came home from work and like, or she was working at home or whatever, and she was very stressed out, and her husband came home, and she heard him mumbling like, God, we never have enough ham. Like, he was very upset about the ham situation. So like, she comes in, guns a blazing, like pissed, like, you know, and she's like, what the heck? Like, you know, you complaining about the ham, like, I'm working really hard and you just don't have your ham, you complain. And he's like, Brené, my girl, who does the grocery shopping in this house? And she had to calm down. And she was like, you do. And he's like, yes. So I was just disappointed in myself. What was the story that you were telling yourself in your head? And she was like, well, the story that I told myself in my head was that like, you were disappointed in me and I was being a bad wife and blah, blah, blah. And then they just like talked it out. And I was like, the way if you slow down and just say, the story that I'm telling myself in my head is this. And I remember that I did have this kind of communication with the otter, which was super great. But I feel like I never had the really like a term for it to like slow myself down. And a lot of the book is called Dare to Lead. So it's a lot about work scenarios. And I have been using this so much because honestly, like I was getting pressed about a lot of stuff at work. And like, I am who I am. I'm always going to be dramatic and I'm always going to get pressed. But I took the opportunity to like slow down. And I was like, is this a story that I'm telling myself in my head? Or is this factual? And I feel like I've been using this practice. And as an overthinker who's anxious as hell and also suffers from depression, wow. It's been really helpful. I'm not just going to sit here and be like, oh my God, this changed my whole life. I never overthink anything. No, obviously. But when I'm like stuck in a loop, I'm like, okay, what is the story that I'm telling myself in my head? And so she advises to like write it out or talk to like a confidant or like, you know, your partner or like a trusted coworker about it first. And, you know, see if the story is accurate or if it's just the story you're telling yourself in your head. So I really love that. So when you're in a situation where like, you know, I'm in so many times where I'm like, oh my God, this person hates me. You know, like I think that all the time. That is Ashley's number one thing that she has to work on, is that like everybody hates me all the time. And so even when I was like, I was literally in Reno with my two best friends who literally asked me to marry them. Like, we are good. We are solid. Okay. And I said something and I was like, that was so awkward. And I went to bed. I was so anxious about it. I'm like, the story I'm telling myself in my head is that, you know, I said this thing. I honestly can't even remember what it was. It was so dumb. Like, and I was like, oh, and, you know, it made me sound really disrespectful and like awkward and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that's the story that I'm telling myself in my head. But like, what's probably the reality? They probably didn't even think twice about it. And also, like I said, like, these are two people that like, I love so much, and we have been friends for so long, and they have been friends with me through all of my eras and the bad ones. And, you know, they would tell me what's up right then and there if something was wrong. Like, it's fine. So anyways, talk to yourself about the story you're telling yourself in your head and your partner. I really think this could mean a lot. When she gave the relationship example, I'm like, oh my God, like, how many times do we just assume our partner's mad at us, or friends? Like, we just assume that friends are mad at us, or they're pressed about something. And in reality, like, they might not even be thinking that. So I really loved it. And if I come up with something spiritual and smart and loving that I hear, I must tell my people. My little Ashley Sleekers. I don't have, like, names. Like, I really like that the toasts are called toasters. Like, should we be called Sleekies? Like, I don't know. Slinkies? Slinky Slinkies? I don't know. You let me know. DM me at Ashley Sleek on all platforms. Okay, my I'm sorry at moment of the week. My I'm sorry what moment of the week. And I know I'm a little late to the game. It sucks when news stories come out when it's, like, not in my time of talking. You know what I mean? But my I'm sorry what moment is the podcast between Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. Nobody asked for this. Nobody asked for this. So Lamar Odom, who historically was married to Khloe Kardashian and then, you know, unfortunately had a drug addiction and, you know, fell off the radar and all this stuff. And then Caitlyn Jenner, I needs no description of her relation to the Kardashians. They are coming up with a podcast or debuting a podcast called Keeping Up with Sports. Like, the name is so bad and it's so thirsty. And I'm like, I'm sorry what? Like, listen, I do believe that these two, you know, should be able to make their money, and they were both athletes. Like, I was watching the Redeem team, and, like, Lamar Odom was, like, went to the Olympics. Like, he was a good basketball player, and obviously we don't have to, you know, tell you about Caitlin. Like, she was a very decorated, you know, Olympian athlete. And, like, of course these two want to retire and, like, you know, be able to talk about sports. And, like, I love sports. I talk about sports on my podcast. And I probably could have a podcast called Keeping Up with Sports because, you know, it's unserious over here. But they're trying to do a serious sports podcast, and then they're going to, like, bring the Kardashians into it. Like, I think you guys would have made headway on your own. So I don't know what's more I'm sorry what to me, the fact that they have a podcast together or the name of it. But, like, let's just go back to the fact that these two have a podcast together. I'm like, you guys are friends, you guys talk. And it's just hard for me because this is what bothers me about it. And I know I shouldn't be because I'm a Swiftie, but sometimes I am a Kardashian sympathizer. And I just feel like this isn't coming from a good place. Like, and I don't know about Lamar, you know, I think that he does have love for Khloe and everything, but I feel like Caitlyn has said nothing but mean things about them in the media and stuff. So it just feels like it's coming from a bad place. Like, it just doesn't feel authentic and good. And, like I said, like, we're two people who were athletes and, you know, we really want to, we love the sport and we want to talk about sports. Like, this feels like these are two people who were, like, exiled from the Kardashian universe and, you know, are fighting for more attention. Like, I don't love it. And Keeping Up with Sports just doesn't even make sense. Like, I don't know. I'm so not into it. And I know I'm so behind. And yeah, it could have been one of my stories, but it's just, to me, it's an I'm sorry what moment. Because, like, what in the world? What in the world? Who signed off on this? I don't think I'll listen. It's kind of like Rachel Goes Rogue, where I'm like, okay, get your bag, girl, but I'll hear what I need to hear, you know? This podcast is not for me. I went through an era where I was like, God, I hate that so many people have podcasts because, like, I want to be a podcaster. And then, like, I just matured and I'm like, there's room for everybody at the table. Like, there's a lot of people listening and anybody can have a podcast and, like, let them, you know? Like, for me, this is my dream. I've always wanted to be in radio and I am so grateful for the podcasting platform because obviously, like, radio didn't work out for me and now I can still do this and I love it. And I think anybody who has a passion should be able to have a podcast. That being said, this one just isn't for me. And I know I'm, like, contradicting myself a lot here because I, like, want to be kind because I was just talking about kindness. And then I'm like, fuck you guys. But it's like, my thing is that have a podcast if you want one, come back to sports if you want one. But, like, I just feel like this pairing is weird and just it feels mean for some reason. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully they really do just stick to sports and, you know, do their things. But yeah, I don't know. It's fishy to me. It's fishy. It's fishy. Like, I'm sorry, what? Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. Like, this is such a rando little pair. Like, I can't get over it. Like, obviously they're connected through the Kardashian universe, but, like, what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Something about it. I don't like it. I don't know. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I love doing this and being here with you all. It makes me so happy, brings me so much joy. Hopefully I can like get my phone storage stuff together. Thanks for letting me complain. I'm trying to not be as much of a complainer on the podcast because like, you know, I have therapy and a journal for that. But this is for like my bright and shiny size. Shunny. My bright and sunny side and my hot takes. You know what I mean? So anyways, thank you for listening. I love you all so, 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 so much. Don't forget, I haven't checked it in a little bit, but, you know, we're bringing back Ask Ashley. So please feel free to submit some questions. The link is in my bio on both Instagram and TikTok at Ashley Sleek. Again, can't tell you enough. I love you. Have the best day ever. Okay, bye.